nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Veni Sancte Spiritus, repetuarum corda fiderium, et tui amoris eneis ignem accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabum tuor, et renovabis faciem terre. Oremus diesque corda fiderium Sancti Spiritus illustration et oquisti Danubis. Iniodem Spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudiere per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Mater boni consilii, ora pro nobis. Sancte Ignazii, ora pro nobis, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
The next meditation, contemplation and spiritual exercises on page 55, number 149, is on three groups of men. It is quintessential to our purpose of better knowing and following our Lord, because the obstacles are many, and as you already may know by your own experience, we human beings are very complicated, and so we have to take care not only of the positive side of knowing our Lord better, but also of eliminating as much as possible, as early as possible, the obstacles from his fellowship here. That's what it is about. On the same fourth day, the second week, is to be made a meditation on three groups of men, so that I may join the best. The usual preparatory prayer. First preliminary is the story. This is about three groups of men, three categories, each of which has come into the possession of 10,000 ducats, huge, important fortune. Though they have acquired this money not purely and simply for the love of God, yet they are all anxious to save their souls and to be able to look at God our Lord with an easy conscience. They have acquired the money lawfully, it's not stolen, nothing, none of that, but it's about the affection, the attachment. How do I go about it so that it's not an obstacle to my salvation on the day of judgment? For this, they will have to get rid of the serious difficulty that arises from their attachment to their gain. It's easier for a camel to go through the ear of a needle than through a rich person to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's our Lord himself who says it, who means it. Rich people can go to heaven, of course, but not if they are attached, their mind and soul and heart and will, body maybe, to their wealth. You see the cult of the body, the theology of the body of the Polish Pope, of JP2, all this nonsense, leading straight into hell. It's all about this attachment to earthly things, possessions, and most of the time, money. But it can be many other things. Second preliminary, the picture. Here it is, to see myself standing before our Lord God and all his saints, so that I may desire and discover what is his divine majesty's greater pleasure. Difficult exercise to put myself before God and his heavenly court. But it's very necessary, it's a profitable exercise here and also in other contexts, to put ourselves in our mind before God, with God. That's where we want to be in eternity. So why not try it now? Our imagination. Third preliminary, prayer for my special need. Here it is, to ask for grace to choose what is more for the glory of his divine majesty and my own salvation. Things of earth can be a gross chain which hinders us on our quest of heaven, eternal salvation. So we must give up this chain. Prince, a rich person, maybe has no choice but to keep his wealth, to make the best of it. How does he go about it? Great examples throughout the ages, but more bad examples still. So, what does God want from me?